Good morning, Dashers. I want to remind you that the Interviews with the Elderly Club is assembling a cookbook to raise money for their next group outing. So remember, please submit your favorite recipe and a short antidote to go with it. What's that, Butler? I'm sorry. That was supposed to read a short anecdote to go with the recipe. Honestly, Butler, based on last year's bake sale, I think an antidote would be a little more appropriate. Wait, the mic's what now?
Oh, hell, we're on a roll. I like this. This is fun. Let's do one more. One more.
Oh, yeah!
Finish video.
That's my favorite.
Good for recipes.
Holy moly!
Oh, yeah!
Afternoon, Dashers. Could the committee for what we're doing next year please report to conference room S? Could the committee deciding on what we're going to do for extracurricular activities next year please report to conference room S?
So we've had, I hope, a great summer. It's been hot. It's been rainy. It's been smoky. I gathered you here today so we could figure out what we're going to do for extracurricular activities next season.
Talk to me about what you think we're going to do for extracurricular activities next season, because you're full of great ideas. I mean, all of y'all. So just talk to me. What do you got?
Umbrella dancing was a thing that I actually got my third PhD in. And I would definitely be willing to take that on. And umbrella dancing is quite... just eat a protein bar.
Vespa Scooter Club, I think, was top of my list because a lot of the kids have Vespas and, they're pretty cool and stuff. I was thinking about getting one.
We could do synchronized umbrella dancing on Vespas. And Professor Hunt, you could join up with Dr. Green and figure out what needs to be done.
Xenia is an option. A lot of people have allergies around here, and it's going to get back to it here as we get closer to the allergy season. We could do a whole spiel on pollen and the effects of them. It, not them, it.
Yes, it is them. Them is an it. That is correct. And I'm glad you picked up on that as an English head of our English department. that's something that we would not want it to them. They
zeroing back down onto the scooter and umbrella dancing bit. I have this vision of my head of, you know, combining that with the drama club and doing something crazy. We could do an outdoor show.
Alligator wrestling. All right, that was the text from Coach Steve. Alligator wrestling.
Ballistics. We could couple alligator wrestling. I like to say wrestling. Tomato, tomato. We went through that before. With ballistics, okay? We could really get some bang out of ballistics, if you know what I mean.
Come on, do I know what you mean? I really don't. Professor Hunt, help me out here.
I believe you're dying right now.
Everybody loves a good bang. I still think we should focus on synchronized umbrella Vespa dancing.
Fabulous idea. Okay, so what would happen? We'd have alligators on Vespas with umbrellas shooting cannons. I mean, that's what I'm envisioning. And can I just tell you something? That's newsworthy.
Gucci umbrellas are really what we need to use for this if we're going to make it like work. And I got to tell you, I've only been able to successfully train 2.5 alligators to hold a Gucci umbrella. I mean, we add cannons in there and I don't know how well this is going to go, but I mean, I have hopes.
Homecoming. We should do this during homecoming week. Oh my God. A precursor to the big football game and the prom. Come on.
Yeah, I'll tell him, Butler. Butler suggests that we tie raw chicken onto the handles of the umbrellas.
Just to be clear, you want to tie raw chicken? I think this is something we need to run by Professor Stuart Harmon. I feel like she told us something about that not being so healthy.
Kites. That's what we do. We put the kites in the air, tied to the umbrella, so that way it gives them leverage. People won't look up and see the kites. They'll hold the umbrellas up, and as long as we can get the alligators to reach for that chicken, it'll look like they're holding the umbrellas.
Lemon pepper chicken. Maybe we don't use raw chicken, we use lemon pepper chicken. And that way we can eat it after.
Mm. Mandarin orange chicken.
Ooh.
I think would be better because we could have a little rice on the side, maybe get some steamed broccoli.
Noochies. Snoochie noochies. That's what I say to that. I'm all about that. It's like when I used to hang outside of a convenience store. Lemon pepper, mandarin orange, alligators on Vespas. This is all really coming together, guys. Best brainstorm ever.
OMSG. We need to put MSG in it for everything to kind of come together. No matter what we use, they will love it.
Probably the best idea we've ever come up with. And man, this is going to be amazing.
Quick, hear me out. Maybe we're overthinking this.
Radical change. Let's just do pom-pom crafts.
So there we go. Pom-pom crafts. That's fantastic. I will get Professor Stuart Harmon on with having the students maybe make up some pom-poms, and then we can go from there. Good meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Great
mm-hmm.
meeting.
Mm-hmm. God, I really want some Mandarin chicken now.
After all that is pom-pom.
Get your pom-poms, yeah.
Get your pom-poms.
Butler, I'll figure out what we're going to do with the 35 alligators. You shouldn't have ordered them in the first place.
Who wants pom-pom Thai?
Give them the raw chicken.
The men and women of law enforcement protect and serve. Some less competently than others. This is their story.
Hey, Broderick. I brought you some chicken noodle soup. I thought maybe it'd make you feel a little better.
Oh. Man, you're the best partner. Seriously, I was just, wow, I have never been that down in the dumps before. Could you believe it? I'm so sorry you had to see that.
I haven't seen anything like that since The Exorcist, to be honest.
You know me, I always go above and beyond the call of duty.
It was a lot. I've had a couple of nightmares, honestly.
Well, you know, as long as we are in each other's dreams, I think we'll be partners for life. You know, pinky wait, swear right now, pinky wait, swear.
I'm in your dreams?
Pinky swear right now. Pinky swear.
I feel like you're avoiding the question.
Well, I mean, you know, when you're sick in the car, things can get a little weird. You know, and I was just probably hallucinating a little bit. It was just crazy. It was something about you and.
I see. That's fine.
Yeah, I mean, it's nothing. I mean, it's you and a red stallion, you know, going down the road. Totally fine.
A red stallion? I'm suddenly feeling very uncomfortable.
No, like a car. It's like a car. You know, like we were just partners in a car and we're going down and then you turn the corner and you're in a red stallion. I mean, look.
Do you mean a red Mustang?
Yeah. Of course I do. What did you think I meant?
I wasn't really sure.
Did you think I meant you riding in a... And a horse?
No.
Roderick, if you want to be a little weird, that'd be you riding in like a wait. What do they say back? They say like those knights, like a knight in the round table or something. Like, I wasn't that sick.
You were pretty sick.
And you know what, bro?
I hope you can keep the chicken noodle soup down.
Partner, I would have never made it out of it without you. All right? And that's the honest truth.
All right.
Are you ready to go fight some crime?
Pinky, let's do the pinky thing now.
Yeah, all right. I was waiting. I didn't know. My pinky was still up in the air, and I felt like an idiot, dude. But I was just like,
Sorry, I left you hanging there.
Yeah, it was awkward for like those 3 months.
I hope you can come back soon, because we need Car 49 in full force.
Partner, I am ready to come back and fight some crime right now. Right now.
Officer Roderick, I'm so sorry to interrupt this, but I was just about to give your partner a clean bill of health so she can go back to work. It's kind of odd that you had this conversation in the middle of the exam room, though.
And that was Phlebotomist by Heart Attack. Coming up next on House of Heavy Metal, we have the one and only Red Stallion, former porn hero, now leading the Screaming Muffins. Only here on Balder 97.5. All right, Red, you know, your move from adult entertainer all the way into heavy metal rock star is one the dreams are made of. You went from being paid to have sex with women to being paid to have sex with women. It's a career move that some would call lateral. I would call it rock and roll. What is your take overall on the music of today and how it resonates with your fans?
Well, seriously, I have to say that the music of today is something that, the fans love it. I myself, though, have an issue. As you can see, I have an earpiece in. Quite often I just play Enya in the background over what's being played on the set. And it works pretty well for me.
No, I can understand that, man. You know, I remember this one time in Orinoco. I was letting it flow with a couple of friends. Next thing you know, I'm sitting there with more than an earpiece in my ear. But I digress. The surgeon removed the fish. I can hear fine now. What I want to talk to you about is this Zen music you have going in the background as you thrash out on stage. Is that a technique you found works well for you? And do other members of your band follow through with this Zen rage approach?
You know, it's pretty much just me. It's just what I do, because there's not many words, and I'm not supposed to really talk while that's going on. So, like, I had a Matchbox 20 song on once, and, you know, they didn't really like that I sang along to it. So, yeah, I had to go with the wordless music.
Yeah, I can understand that. I mean, copyright is a thing that we all have to deal with on stage. You know, this one time in Singapore, I was there with Jimmy Page, and he decided to get a little frisky on stage. He started to sing some Yo-Yo Ma. Not any lyrics, just the actual, you know, sound of a cello. Next thing you know, Warner Brothers sued. I mean, dude, come on, what? So my question to you, Red, is the move from porn to heavy metal, is this something that came naturally to you, or was it all about the banging?
Well, it's something that I had to consult my agent with, and, you know, well, my mom's my agent, and she really did a great job, you know, instructing me on the ways of heavy metal. So I feel like even though I don't really cap into it for my specific performance, I can really deliver it to the audience.
Yeah, no, I get that. I mean, this one time in Alabama, you know, I was down there with the Counting Crows, and next thing you know, it seemed like we're in the middle of Deliverance, and I'm like, dude, come on, and then Derwin's like, come on, dude, it's a Rain King, just run with it. All right, yeah. So, Red, it's great having you on the show. We're going to stick around, but next, coming here on Housey Heavy Metal, this is Your Mom by Lisp Biscuit. So I understand that you developed a new app. It's an app that brings together teen witches. It's an interesting take. It's a really interesting market. It's very niche.
Yes.
Yeah. Explain to me what it is and how it works.
Fine. Okay. So what it does is it finds every tween witch in the vicinity and connects you to her covenant. And if you get accepted, they have to accept you, because like, if you're not accepted, why would you even go into their covenant? Because then you know that there's going to be bad magic, and you might as well carry a whole cylinder of salt with you to protect yourself. So if you get accepted, then you can then meet up with another covenant, and every covenant you meet up with makes you stronger until you can be the biggest, baddest tweench covenant out there. It's fine.
It's amazing. It's better than fine. That is exactly what we need in today's society.
Today's society is so messed up. There's like, everybody just cares about like consumerism and like religion. And like, everyone just needs to realize that the world was built on nature and animals and animalistic nature and everything. We're all connected.
And that makes perfect sense why you're embracing modern technology that runs on $1,000 smartphones to bring these nature lovers together.
Absolutely. Thank you for understanding.
I get it. This makes perfect sense to me. We were tossing around some ideas for slogans and some ideas for just identity about your product and about your company. And we'd like to present some of them for you right now. Twinch, the Teen Witch Collective. No. We have Loneliness. Twinch, a rock in a hard place. No.
Okay, no. You know what? Let me get my best friend. Hey.
What?
Hey.
Oh my God.
Hey.
What?
Scarlet hair. Come over here.
Oh my God. What?
You have to back me up on this, okay? You have to listen to these things, because this is our thing and we're going to do it together. We always do everything together because they're blood sisters.
I know. Whatever. Fine.
Bloodsies. Okay, go ahead, Mr. Guy with the beard.
Okay. Okay, so I was thinking, what does this say to the community as a whole? And I think you might have some,
I don't know,
some negative impact, maybe. We want to make sure that people see this as a positive, right? So I was thinking, Twinch, better than murder.
You know, sir, you're so old, and I mean, I mean that in like the nicest way. I mean, I'm
like we respect you as an elder.
Totally respect you as an elder. But do you even know that the moon is in retrograde to the sphere of the Mercury, and the astronomical planes are not aligned right now? So do
it's kind of basic. You should know that
where rabbits are coming from right now.
Right now.
Ugh. God.
Okay. Okay, I understand the words that you're saying. I mean, not necessarily all strung together in the sentence, but I know their individual meaning. And I think what you're trying to tell me is maybe we should focus more on the natural approach, right? Maybe we should focus more on community and bringing each other together.
Like, what people don't recognize is that, and we support everything in nature, and we are just here to honor the earth and build our covenants so that we can then get stronger and bigger and better together and feel the power of we all have within us.
Yeah.
Right, Scarlet Hair?
Well, yeah, yeah, and coffee.
Right. Yeah, he loved coffee. And cupcakes.
Oh my gosh, cupcakes.
Oh, I got it. Twinch, behold the power of nature and coffee.
And cupcakes.
Dump that on my espresso and I'll drink it right up.
Dashers, this is your headmaster reminding you that we are now booking live Balderdash Academy. If you want improv comedy, custom game show experiences, team building, and more, you can find us online at balderdashacademy.com. And don't forget to pick up Balderdash Academy merchandise in our school store while you're there.
Who is it?
Doctor, it is I, your servant Leopold. I am here for my 6-month review.
Okay, Leopold, come in.
Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you. I'm a little nervous after what happened to Henry.
may he rest in pieces. Leopold, have a seat here, please.
Oh, thank you, master.
Yeah, don't hit the button.
I will not hit the button.
Okay. That was good. You do well. Leopold, so you've been with me and the company for about 6 months.
Yes, master.
Yes, that's half a year. Mm-hmm. And you've been showing up pretty regularly.
Oh, thank you, sir. I did not want to get killed.
Yeah. With that said, though, it is nice to have some space in the office, considering I live here in my volcano lair during the summer months.
Yes, sir. Yes.
It would be nice if, you go home or something. You know, you go to... You have family? A wife?
Hello? Hello?
Hello? Yes, come in.
Hi, I'm Lorelei. I was sent here from time management and job placement, and I was told that you're looking for a new E dot assistant.
Excuse me?
And so I'm here to apply for the job.
Oh, very good. Yes. I'll have the seat right next to Leopold.
Okay, thank you. Hello, Leopold.
Hey, sir, look, I promise I will go home. I will do this. Leopold, I will not. I give you your space. Leopold, we have a guest.
Oh, yes,
please,
master.
Don't be rude. Hi. Yes, would you like some spinach puffs?
Yes, yeah, sure. Uh-huh.
Okie dokie.
Would love some.
Okie dokie. Leopold, can you make some spinach puffs, please?
Yes, master. I will make spinach puffs for you.
Oh, okie dokie. Don't use the poison ones, okay?
We'll not use the not poison this ones this time.
Use you guys are so funny. That's funny. Yes. You guys are so funny. Thanks, Leopold. That's super nice of you. He's nice.
He's okay. He's 6 months here. Yes. Oh. Halfway to his anniversary.
Wow. Wow.
Still trying to figure out if he has a wife or a family.
Okay. Okay.
Could be a husband. It doesn't matter. Just somebody that he loves that I can use against him. That's all I'm looking for.
Any kind of family structure is acceptable and appreciated, I think.
Yes. It's very good for hanging chads and stuff. So how about you? Do you have a family?
You know, yeah, I do. I have a family, and they are living in Antarctica. They're all scientists, and they are studying the penguins.
Antarctica, hey?
Mm-hmm.
That's out of my jurisdiction. Okay. So, do you have, how about, like, close friends? Do you have, like, close friends that live here that you see, like, on the weekends?
I do have close friends. Yeah, good. Sure. I have, there's Tammy, who works at the grocery store, and I always go to her checkout. She always rings up my groceries, and she says hi to me every time. So definitely, I'd say, wow. Friend.
You need to get out there a little bit, I think.
Well, I mean, also there's, T-Rex? No, that's a dinosaur.
Yes, I don't have one in my backyard.
Tiger Woods. No, that's not him. Trent. Travis. Todd.
Okay, guy with the T-name.
The guy in the grocery store. The gas station. The guy at the gas station, I see him he works every night from 5 to 9. Oh. And when I go in there and I get my chunky bar, he's always there. And we say hi. And that's really nice. And he takes my money. And he gives me change. And it's
that's
really
good.
Great.
Now, is there like innuendo there with you getting the chunky bar? Does he like play on that word game thing with you? Like, is there like tension, like Ross Rachel type thing?
That's really funny.
I wasn't making a joke. I need to know.
Can I just say I would like to think so?
Yeah, you have to hit Junkie Bar, huh?
Yeah, I mean, if I was, I'd be Ross, totally.
Yeah, definitely. You into dinosaurs like the T-Rex, right? Because he's paleontologist. He's like scientist. I use the air quotes. He's not real
scientist.
Oh, you're
doing the bunny quotes, the bunny ears. Bunny ears.
Oh, good grief. Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Yeah. So cute. Cutest.
Yeah. Now, see that button right next to you? It was kind of in between you and Leopold.
I do see it. Yes, sir.
It's very good. The big red one. Could you hit that for me, please?
This one right here.
Yeah, just use it. You don't need to use a lot of force. You could use little force, whatever you like.
Okay. I haven't been trained in button pushing.
Oh gosh.
So I'm wondering maybe you could maybe
come
sit
on,
here
you're
and
a
show
millennial.
Me.
Oh, yes. Millennials only know how to button push. You don't know anything else.
You're so right. But not giant red buttons that don't have anything to do with social media. I mean, am I doing a selfie? I don't know. Am I is it a reel? Am I Should I add some context to it? Should I like add a little hat to it? Like, is there a GIF? Oh, gosh.
Hang on, I'll get you some props, okay? Hey, here's a stapler. Here, take hold
okay.
that.
Great, thanks. Stapler.
Here's some toxic acid spray. Hold that.
Okay.
Oh, good, Leopold, you're back. Hey. Here, hold the spinach pops.
I have the spinach pops for you, sir.
Oh, yummy.
Goodness, it's hot. All right, now take a in here to help you. I'll take a picture on my cell phone that I use as a camera. So that gets you into a spirit of social media post. And
does that mean that I'm hired? Because if you're gonna post me to your wall, I would assume that there's some sort of like agreement.
You're gonna get posted to the wall, all right. Yes, see the wall with spikes over there.
Very cool. Definitely grammable.
Yeah, I'm gonna gram you all over that posted spike wall. Please, take my spinach puff, hit button, and then go boing into the wall.
Are you gonna record it?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because you gotta record this.
Yes. Yep. Okay. It's gonna be
and
that thing
where
it goes.
Can you tag me?
Oh, trust me, after you're done, you'll get tagged about 30 times.
Yes! Oh my god, this is gonna go viral. This is gonna be the best job ever. Is this like what we do every day?
Starting today, it's gonna be every day until tomorrow, yes.
Okay, and what is the pay? And how many days a week? And are there benefits? That's what my mom in Antarctica asked me to say. I mean, still told me to ask.
You get paid monthly, and benefits start first of the month.
You get to work daily. You get to feed the coffee machine, and you get every other Wednesday off.
Oh, awesome! Hump day, excellent day. Nice. Okay. Cool. Okay, the benefits are?
You get chased by superheroes. What else is there?
Oh my god! I love costumes. I love this.
And I'm all uniforms. Uniform.
If I had a costume, I want to just tell you this because I've been imagining it forever. And I actually did a reel about this. If I had a costume, it would be a purple unitard with probably some sort of glittery cape and this cool hat with ears and claw kind of thing. Maybe I could fashion us all costumes. Maybe you need diabolical costumes.
Well, we're still paying off these uniforms.
Oh, look at that tattered shirt, sir.
Well, it's a design choice.
Leopold,
those
pants? Hello? Did somebody take a dump in the back? Well, yeah, you did. But let's get you something a little bit more sanitary.
Well, he's not allowed bathroom breaks, so he needs to have a little pouch to catch the stuff,
Oh, I can sew that in.
All right, sir. Look, I know we were going to throw her against the spike wall of fun, but I think we need to hire her for reals.
She's a pretty good seamstress, it seems. See what I did there?
That was really funny,
not
sir.
Not to mention, she mentioned the word glitter. And we all know glitter is evil.
It's incredibly evil. Yes. I love your evil laugh.
Oh, I'm sorry. It comes out sometimes.
Good. All right.
Okay. To celebrate, I'll go get your soy latte, master.
Okay. And thank you, Leopold. Very good spinach puffs. Don't taste the poison at all.
I can't wait to call my mom.
Balderdash Academy was produced and edited by Bob LeBlanc. Theme music by Think Fish Tank. Performed and written by Steve Corning, Carla Rose Dubois, Nate Green, Randy Hunt, Bob LeBlanc, Molly McGill, and Marie Stewart Harmon. Copyright 2021 Balderdash Academy. All rights reserved.
Go Dashers!